Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football this morning. It's my NFL Draft Prospect Special. Me, Vincent Turner. The best player in the draft, in my opinion, is Kayvon Thibodeau, the defensive end that you see on the screen from the University of Oregon. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. What more can I say? When I look at this young man here and I read about his backstory, there's nothing that will get you up about this young man. And the reason that I did Kayvon Thibodeau today, I'm going to tell you the honest truth here on 100 Yards Football. There's been some other people in the media, and I'm broadcasting live in my home here in Douglasville, Georgia, which is 30 miles west of downtown Atlanta. So I listen to a lot of, what you want to say, talk radio or competitors, however you want to put it. But I heard this one gentleman. He was a quarterback at the University of Georgia, national champion in 1980. And I heard last week, you know who I'm talking about, he said this young man was kind of overrated. And I said, I got my juices going because I really haven't never really took a look into Mr. Thibodeau because I always felt like he was a top three prospect. And even it's shocking that he's falling in the draft. And I'm going to get back to the young man who I'm mentioning on this other radio station. I'm saying, why is he killing Kayvon Thibodeau? So, people who know me, I'm one of the top researchers in the country. I might not be on a national level. I might not be on Instagram. I might not be on ESPN, but I do my homework. That's what the University of Arkansas taught me. And most of all, who taught me that at a high level was my father, Chester Turner. My dad always say, and he's still living, Dad, I love you, and I hope you're watching. He always say, don't take nobody else's word. And I remember these words. When me and my sisters used to do something wrong, no. It's always two sides to the story. So, when I looked at doing this outstanding young man who I have as my number one player in the 2022 NFL draft, I was working on Sunday and I was listening to another radio station that does sports at a high level. And they did an interview with this young man and they put it on air. And I was driving, I heard the interview and I didn't know how sharp this young man was. And the first thing came out of his mouth, I'm a leader of men. And it's the culture that I will establish if you draft me. We're talking about a young man, 21 years old. And I'm going to call Kayvon Thibodeau the Muhammad Ali of the 2022 NFL draft. Because, see, Ali was one of my heroes growing up. Ali was that figure in 1960. And I remember Ali, how he shocked the world in Miami, Florida, in February of 64, when he beat the monster, Sonny Liston. And see, Muhammad Ali was bigger than boxing, bigger than sports. And to this day, it was Muhammad Ali's legacy. That's what I see in Kayvon Thibodeau. But I'm going to start with his skill set before I get into other things about him. The skill set, explosive, quickness, power, can change directions in a heartbeat. The guy looks like he's on a trampoline rushing the passer. Electric off the snap. Listen to the key word, electric off the snap. All you got to do is go look at the film. The guy looked like he shot out of a cannon. And you talk about effort in his film that I looked at yesterday. I see him chasing down plays. And he's a well-built athlete, lean. A Dexter Mattingly lean, 6'4", 255. And he converts speed to power very easy. And when he gets to the quarterback, he lowers the boom and all that skill set I just mentioned, A+, 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 A+. But this is another thing about Mr. Thibodeau. He was the chosen one. He was the number one recruit in high school football. Played at Oaks Christian, transferred schools in high school. 43 miles one way. He wanted to better himself as a player and better himself as a student. Gets over there and he do his thing at Oaks Christian, and it's the number one recruit in the country. But what stuck out to me is what he did, not on the field. Because as I said, he was the chosen one, the LeBron James. Bullseye on your back from day one. But the academic prowess, 3.9. All A's in AP classes at a high level going to college. The young man was focused, man. Then everybody thought he was going to Alabama, because I remember Roll Tide saying that we had the inside scoop on him. But he chose Oregon over Alabama. And the reason he chose Oregon, because he said Oregon had that balance between academics and football. But this is what I love about him. Not only his skill set, but just think about what he is outside of athlete. He gets to Oregon. His freshman year, he's all Pac-12. But during his freshman year, the young man maintains a 3.6. But on every Tuesday morning, he meets with maybe the most powerful guy in the sports industry. The guy built Nike. The guy took Michael Jordan to another level. This is a young man at 18 years old meeting with Phil Knight, who's worth $50.6 billion. And he's meeting with Phil Knight, graphic designer, and they've already got his shoe ready for Mr. Thibodeau when his name is announced on Thursday night. This young man already has a focus. Then you go back to the career, 32 games, 35.5 tackles for loss, 19 sacks. And see, them 35.5 tackles for loss equaled up to 198 lost yards and 14 quarterback hits and 7 pass defense. That's what he did for his career. But as a freshman, he was all Pac-12, and he meeting with Phil Knight. Then his sophomore year, Oregon gets to the Rose Bowl, and he's an MVP in the Rose Bowl. And then, going back to his freshman year, he's getting up for workouts at 4:30 in the morning. And he's working out as a freshman with the most powerful guy on the football team, the quarterback, Justin Herbert. And we already know what Justin Herbert is doing right now. This young man has went to Justin Herbert, the captain. Then his sophomore year, as I say, MVP in the Rose Bowl with his freshman year. Then he comes back, all Pac-12 again. Some All-American teams. Then his last year at Oregon, people start questioning his effort and his ability. He takes plays off. I didn't see not one play he took off. Man, 7 sacks this year. I believe 14.5 tackles for loss. But most of all, he missed 3 games with a bad ankle and played half in one. Just think if he would have been on the field, what he would have done. Then, words, you know, circulating out there. We don't know if he's a top 10 pick. I heard people saying he's going to fall to 15. But hello, went to the NFL Combine. 4'5", 40, at 6'4", 255 pounds. 28 reps on the bench. I don't need y'all no more. I see you. I have put it out there. But what he's done off the field, it's amazing. I'm going to start him going back to his community, the Dream Foundation, helping underprivileged kids in this, in where he grew up in South Central and Crenshaw. One of the roughest areas in LA, and he's right there doing his thing. And his organization's about development, empowerment, and financial literacy. This is a young man that's already got a direction. And one thing about Kayvon Thibodeau, Mario Cristobal, who coached him at Oregon, Coach Collins that coached him at Oaks Christian Academy, said this young man has never took a drink. And then the young man, and some of his readings, books he read, some of his favorite books is about racial history, exploring his roots. And other books he reads is leadership and elite performance. This young man is special. Oh, it gets good though. It gets better. The young man knows where he's going. His business plan, he created a 38-page PowerPoint performance. Presentation of his business. Once he get drafted, his ultimate goal is become a person that makes a stand in his community. See, Kayvon Thibodeau, if you speak too much positive and you're about your community, and they're going to say you're about yourself, you know where I'm coming from. But this young man, I get chill bumps talking about him. As I said, think about what he's doing in his foundation. Development, empowerment, and financial literacy. And he's not going to schools that's got money. He's going back in his own neighborhood, bro. Other things about Keon Thibodeau. Oregon, he maintained a 3.8. He's one of the top chess players, maybe in the country. Chess. He learned it. He went to Venice Beach and learned it from guys that was in their 50s and 60s. See, that's telling me a young man at 21 years old know what direction he's going. Like he said, Kayvon Thibodeau, life is knowing where to go and having a purpose. But somebody to somebody has to change to grow. Then, last season, in the offseason, he met with Beats. Beats owned by Dr. Dre, who's going to invest in them. They're going to have a beat about Kayvon Thibodeau. I already know what direction he's going to go with his money. And his coach, Mario Cristobal. See, I go from the horse's mouth. His coach, Mr. Cristobal, who's now at the University of Miami, said that not any NFL team has called him during this process. But Mr. Cristobal said, hands down, that I've played with some great linemen at Miami on the defensive side of the ball. But Kayvon Thibodeau might be the best I've been around. He's the most complete, most athletic, and most instinctive. And then no more you got to say, man. See, what they're doing to Kayvon Thibodeau, and you know who you are, and I'm going to go back to my man who played quarterback at Georgia. See, you're going back on the same thing they said about Deacon Jones back when he came out of Mississippi Valley State, and he went in the 17th round. But you saw with Deacon Jones' career, how it planned out. Think about the correlation. Deacon Jones played for the LA Rams. Kayvon Thibodeau is from LA by way of Oregon University. See how it comes back? They said the same thing about Deacon Jones. But what I love about the young man, he has a vision. I would say this, he's very polished. And he's reached out to some great mentors. Willie McGinnis is one of his mentors. Rich Paul is one of his mentors. Phil Knight is one of his mentors. Dr. Dre is one of his mentors. Trevell Gaines is one of his mentors. And this young man, what I don't understand is why he's falling in the draft and why everybody says he takes players up. But we all know why. I know where I'm going. I know the truth. I don't have to be what you want me to be. This young man is special. The Muhammad Ali of the 2022 NFL draft. And I'm going to tell you this. What team drafts him, I guarantee you, he's going to raise the stakes of your franchise. The young man is special, man. Not only from an athletic standpoint, but he's special. And he knows the direction. And he's going to have the resources to give back. See, there's a lot of problems right now in the African-American communities throughout the United States. And that's the things that need to be cleaned up. And most of our education needs to get back into our areas of Memphis, Tennessee, Delray Beach, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Lufkin, Texas, Brooklyn, New York, Los Angeles, California. And this young man at 21 years old on the biggest stage is making a stand. To say this young man is taking plays off, 32 games, 35.5 tackles for loss, 19 sacks, 14 quarterback hits, is to me, is real, real senile and insane. But this young man, hey man, he knows where he's going and he's going back to his community. He's a one-class type athlete. He's going to be a nightmare for offensive tackles. And he's going to be a legitimate game changer. But you know what? He's going to be a game changer outside the game. And I saw him on an interview yesterday on one of the networks I'm not going to announce out there. And man, the people that was interviewing him was just amazed of the answers that he was giving. This is a young man that's driven. I know where I'm going. I know the truth. I don't have to be what you want me to be. The books I like to read is about my racial history, my ancestors, and leadership in elite performance. Young man has never taken a drink. And and after all what I just mentioned, meeting with Theo Knight, having relationship with Rich Paul of Clutch Sports, LeBron James' best friend, being able to collaborate with Dr. Dre and Beats. He still gets up at 4:30 in the morning, gets his workout in. Because it's something that my business partner, Ronnie Keebler, said. You can be good, but do you want to be great? That's what the great ones do. But to see this young man right here is going to be not only great on the field, but he's going to be great in the business world. He's going to be great in the community. And he's a young man that's not talking. He's doing his thing. And he was the chosen one. See, I'm in love with the person. Muhammad Ali of the 2022 NFL draft, bigger than boxing, bigger than sports. Kayvon Thibodeau is going to be bigger than the NFL. He's going to be bigger than sports. He's going to have a legacy. And the one thing that stuck out of my mind just listening to Sylvia's interviews, he said, hey, the reason I knew at a young age, when I was 11 years old, his father's a mechanic. His mother's worked several jobs. You know the picture I'm painting him. And I always seen them denied of the resources. And I made a pact to myself at 11 years old that one day I was going to make an impact in their lives, but also in my community. And I knew it was going to take work, and I knew I had to stay focused. One more time, he changed high schools. His sophomore year, went to Oaks Christian. Joe Montana, Wayne Gretzky kids go there. 43 miles one way, 86-mile round trip. But every morning, he still got up at 4:30 in the morning and got his workout in. Went to Oregon, 3.9 student. As a freshman, what I really can't understand, what I can't get over, he was meeting with Phil Knight every Tuesday. And Nike is going to do some business with Kayvon Thibodeau. But even now, he's one of the top chess players on this side of the West Coast. I've been doing this following the draft for a long time. 69 draft, O.J. Simpson, I was 9 years old. That's when I became intrigued. 75 draft when Walter Payton, Columbia, Mississippi, Jackson State was drafted. Then when Tony Dorsett went to the Dallas Cowboys, 1978, first rounds. than the great E.D. Eric Dixon in the 83 draft. Those players that shook my world. But when this young man is drafted on tomorrow night, I'm going to be very, very happy and very proud. This guy is special, man. This guy is going to be special not only on the field, but off the field. And he's doing it in his community. He's going back where people need help. Kids need somebody in their life. See, let's be honest. When we watch the 2022 NFL draft tomorrow, it's going to be some stories that we're not even going to hear about. How these young men gave everything. How they was hungry. How they sacrificed to take care of mama, to take care of daddy. A lot of these kids are not coming with a silver spoon in their mouth. And the thing I like about it is Kayvon Thibodeau is standing on the stand and his foundation over there in Crenshaw, over there in South Central. See, that's an area. It's not like Buckhead here in Atlanta. It's not like Alpharetta here in Atlanta. He's going to the root of the problem, development, empowerment, and financial literacy. And he don't care who knows. He don't care what y'all put out on him on the draft. And when I look at him, he's probably the most polished athlete that I've seen in my 61 years. I know I'm going long today. I've never did a video equaled up to 30 minutes. I'm at 25, 39. But I had to go there. He is by far the best player in the draft, hands down. His production and his game film doesn't lie. And he's the most polished, well-spoken athlete in the draft. One more time about Kayvon Thibodeau. I know where I'm going. I know the truth. I don't have to be what they want me to be. A leader, a man, and it's the culture. So, to my boy over there who played quarterback at Georgia, I know what you're doing. But this young man's a football player. And I hope that he falls to the Atlanta Falcons. So if you're still on the air, you know who I'm talking about. You can be dead wrong in your analysis. And to all you other sports pundits out there across the country, and here especially locally, I want to say thank y'all personally because y'all really given us a great ride here over 100 yards of football. And I'm Vincent Turner, and I can say I love doing this. And I'm going to be here till the day I die. So if you like the video, please come in and share it on this great young man, great prospect, Kayvon Thibodeau, out of L.A., South Central, the city of Compton. I surely appreciate it. And my final words about Kayvon Thibodeau. Oh, by the way, before my final words, special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Thank you, sir. My final words about Kayvon Thibodeau. Came home, went to one of my friends' neighborhood that was graduating from the high school I graduated from, Southside High School. Went to the graduation dance. And fell in love with this great musician. He was from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Still don't get his respect today. His initials is GB by the name of George Benson. And he had a song that really tells the truth about if you want to be great. And it goes back when Joe Namath gave that guarantee and he was in New York. And George Benson says something about New York that's special. And I always say the lyrics. Well, Kayvon Thibodeau, they say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. And that says there's always magic in the air. See, back when I was 4 years old, that February night, when Muhammad Ali shocked the world, there was magic in the air throughout the communities in the United States. You know what I'm talking about. So when this young man gets drafted tomorrow night, that's going to be magic in the air.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. And please, if you're an avid football fan, watch the NFL draft tomorrow night. It's going to be special. Thank you, and God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.